The NFL returned last night as the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosted the Dallas Cowboys. The game was a back-and-forth duel between quarterbacks Tom Brady and Dak Prescott. In the end, former South Carolina kicker Ryan Succop knocked through a 36-yard field goal with 3 seconds remaining to lift the Buccaneers to a 31-29 win. Brady threw for 379 yards and 4 touchdowns in the victory. Prescott, meanwhile, passed for 403 yards and 3 scores in his first game back after missing most of last season due to an injury. High school football is on the airwaves tonight with 6 games. On WRHI FM 100.1, Northwestern travels to Chester. On Interstate 107, it's Indianland versus Broome. South Point travels to Shelby on FM 94.3. On 104.1 The Bridge, it's York versus Union County. Fort Mill plays Piedmont on Caporium Channel 103. And on WRHI.com, it's Catawba Ridge at West Cabarrus. It all gets started at 6 p.m. with high school football tonight. In Brev Volleyball, Nation 4 beat Rock Hill 3-0. Clover top Indianland 3-0. And Fort Mill edge Northwestern 3-2. South Carolina heads to East Carolina this weekend. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on Interstate 107. Clemson, meanwhile, looks to get back on track as they host South Carolina State, with pregame starting at 2 p.m. on WRHI FM 100.1. The Atlanta Braves edge the Washington Nationals 7-6. Atlanta's now 74-65 on the season. In other games around the majors, the Cardinals, Athletics, Indians, Marlins, Rockies, Blue Jays, and Royals were all winners. With your Friday sports, I'm Chris Miller.